Hello, welcome to our Rural Wisdom podcast. I'm Drew Edwards from NDTI. I'm joined by one of my colleagues, Vicky, who's working on the evaluation of this project. And today I'm also joined by members from Outside the Box who've been working on the Rural Wisdom project in Scotland. Welcome. If I could start by asking you to introduce yourselves, please.
I'm Christine Ryder and I'm a community worker for Outside the Box on the Rural Wisdom project in the Borders. I have worked with Outside the Box for almost 5 years and I've always worked in the Borders for them. Rural Wisdom is about listening to older people and empowering them to make changes in their communities. And we work through what they want to do. And it's very much from the basis of what they would like to change and what they would like to impact within their own communities. Rural Wisdom started in Borders slightly different to how it started in lots of the other areas. Borders is a big area and we started off with trying to keep Borders as a whole and not work within small individual communities. And that's how we started. And we were trying to look at some of the bigger issues like transport. COVID made some of that more difficult and we did have to change our approach.
Fiona, if I can ask you to introduce yourself and tell us a bit about your work with Rural Wisdom.
Hi there. So my name's Fiona McPherson and I started with Outside the Box in October last year as a project worker for my community, Newtown St Boswells in the Scottish Borders. I was predominantly taken on to do Rural Wisdom projects within the community, hopefully working with older people and enticing them into some activities. But with COVID, it was a lot harder than I initially thought. I wanted to focus on bringing the older people back into the community because they were the ones who were in isolation. They were the ones that couldn't go out and about with shielding. The activities that I thought of were to include them, but ended up being community-wide. But the focus to be on older people, for older people, led by older people, is what we want Rural Wisdom to be going forward.
Fantastic. And can I ask you, what makes it different from other community development projects?
It's different because it's completely led by the older people. We very much go in with a blank sheet. We have no preconceived ideas for what we're going to do, and every single community is completely different. The funding's allowed us to be much more flexible and move and go in different directions all the time. Many community development projects don't have that amount of flexibility around funding, etc., whereas we've been able to be really flexible.
Our older people in Newtown St Boswells have embraced all the little challenges and that I've created for them over the past year. And without the Rural Wisdom project and backing and the insight to what other communities have done, I wouldn't have been able to do some of the things with them.
COVID changed a lot of community projects, and certainly for you, Fiona, where you started in the middle of the pandemic. Can you tell us about what was achieved, maybe pre-COVID, if you know of anything that was achieved during the pre-COVID times, and what have the challenges been since COVID?
I know that there was different projects in different areas, like the Digital Buddies, Garden Buddies, which were done in other areas of the Borders. But in Newtown, I was starting totally afresh, going in a society that everything was online and not everybody over the age of 60 in the village was connected online, social media and anything. So it was bringing the ideas forward that weren't to do with internet access and technology. So like the knitting, we would share the knitting patterns online, but also have them printed and put them up in posters in the notice board. And those caught the eye. We've just recently done scarecrows where it was using recycled materials. And all age groups joined in, including our older people, who thought this was a nice idea to join in with everybody else. It wasn't hard. It didn't take a lot of work. It didn't take a lot of money. So things like that. Being with COVID, the social gatherings has been the hardest. So just meeting them out in the street when they're going for their daily walk or leaving a note through the door for them to give us a phone or those that can email, send us an email.
Thank you. Christine, do you want to add what the experience was for you?
Yeah, so as I said before, we were working as Borders as a whole on some of the bigger issues. So we've been doing lots about transport pre-COVID and having meetings and bringing another part of rural wisdom is learning and bringing learning from other areas to your area. And we got really good examples of that within transport. So we brought Pacto from Pembrokeshire up to Scotland to talk about what they were doing around transport. We brought other people from other parts of Scotland who were working on different kinds of community transport and transport projects. We brought them all to the Borders on two occasions to speak about what was happening around transport in their areas and see if we could get some new ideas of how things could possibly happen in or what the possibilities were for Borders moving forward. So we've done lots on transport and things have changed a little bit in that sense. Not that Rural Wisdom have done it, but we gave ideas to other people who've then taken on, who've gone out and got other funding and taken on new ideas and set up new projects around transport. And all feeds back into that original meetings and bringing people together, learning from other areas. We're working, when COVID happened, a lot of that changed. We weren't allowed to move around, so actually transport went to the bottom of the list at that point. But the local communities all galvanised together and set up their own resilience groups. And what we'd done initially was to support those resilience groups. So we were doing lots of resources for them. So checklists for shopping. If you were a volunteer going to shop for an older person, these are some of the questions to ask them if you're shopping for the first time. Because you sometimes got to the supermarket and they said, I would like some butter. Well, there's how many choices of butter? Which one do they like? So it was that bit of thinking about some of those things before when you're having that conversation with them. If you're looking for ham, is there a specific size of packet of things that you would like? And think, so it was that bit of thinking about it. Have you got any dietary requirements that we can think about? So it was going through that, but we also done one for the older person too, so that they could think about some of these things so they didn't feel like they were put on the spot when a volunteer phoned them and said, what would you like for your shopping? Because a lot of neighbours were handing in food to people who were isolating. So we done some tips around things like handing in food for your neighbour. So things to think about if someone was living with dementia, etc. So thinking about different ways to support our older people in the local community. So we've done lots around that sort of stuff. We started our Digital Buddies project started during COVID to get, you know, as Fiona said, a lot of people were isolated and weren't online. So we started our Digital Buddies project, which has worked across the Borders. That hasn't been in specific communities, but it's worked across the Borders. So initially, we started off with friends and family and a local person who could support someone who was older to get online. And we provided step-by-step instructions and devices so that people could get online.
So now the project is coming to an end. What do you hope communities will do with the learning from the project?
For Newtown, I think the community has come together more, and I hope Fiona will agree with me on that. The community seems to have come together more. So even from when we started a year ago and asking them to take part and things, they did take part. Fiona's latest project, the Scarecrows, I mean, the engagement in that was amazing across the board. And I think they see themselves together as more of a community. And although the activities haven't happened in that traditional way, we've tried to come up with different ways of doing things to get people together and to feel much more like a community. So it's not all just being focused on the older people. It's certainly moved into much more community focus and tried to involve everyone. We do have some sessions that we want to continue as we're finishing Rural Wisdom, which will hopefully take us on to what we want to do in the future, which is much more about community. So we've got, what do you need to have a good life living in Newtown? So a very big, broad question. So, but what would help within the community? And it's that whole community question. So I think we want to continue to build on that whole community focus that we've got. We've got about six sessions planned, which will take us into the new year, which will take us past the end of Rural Wisdom, but it's all the building blocks for the future. And we have other funding applications in for Borders to try and carry on some of this work that we have started with Rural Wisdom and to continue building in our momentum that we have.
The momentum for the six sessions that we've got planned, the engagement in that is, I'm hoping, is going to be as successful as the Scarecrow Project was. The fact that these sessions are geared for our older community, that they've already joined in on some of these unique things that we've already done, I'm hoping will bring the focus back in on them, and you know, we'll build on it for going forward. Rural Wisdom's been a lovely project to work on. It's lovely to see how it's progressed as well, especially since I only came in at the end of it. But it's nice to see where it started, where it's come from, and where it's going.
And that brings me nicely to the next question, which is, what's been your favourite thing about working on the project? And I'm going to stay with you, Fiona, if I could ask you first.
I think getting the real positive feedback from community on all the little projects and how quirky some of the responses have been. And that is obviously our older people, but friends and families all around them that have participated. Bringing everybody back together again after the isolation is the biggest thing. Meeting up, re-engaging, being a community again.
That's great. Thank you. And Christine?
I think the project as a whole has been one of the, certainly my favourite parts of my work. I love the variety, that one day we can be knitting, the next day we could be making a transport video, to encourage people to get back on public transport, to another day we could be doing some intergenerational work, or we could be out with the school children marking dog poo because the kids in the village said that was a thing that was really important to them. Being out doing that, and that has benefits for the whole community, including our older people. So being in that variety that Rural Wisdom allowed us to work with the whole community, because it always benefited the older people. So we could go off in lots of different tangents and do lots of different things because it always came back to that always benefited the older people too, because it was the whole community. So I have loved the variety of what we've been able to do, to just go with the flow. It's been lovely to be so creative and to come up with solutions. So just having that freedom to be able to do that has been amazing.
Victoria, have you got anything that you've seen with the evaluation that you thought, that sounds really cool and amazing and I haven't seen that before?
I think, like Christine and Fiona have covered, and I know it was brought up in the conversation with Wales as well, it is the freedom and the creativity. And then, you know, you guys are doing it every day out there, being creative and really taking on what must be an incredibly difficult challenge, to go into a community with nothing. You're going in to listen. And that, you know, that must be a change for you, because so many projects don't run like that. And I think seeing how each community is different, but how each of you as the workers going in are different. And I think that's the nicest thing, is that it's really, really bespoke and really community driven. And it's not like any other project that I'm evaluating.
Fantastic. So that brings me to the last question, which is, what advice would you offer other communities who may be thinking about similar projects to Rural Wisdom? Christine, what would you say, having worked on it, you know, over the period of time, what have you learned that you can pass on to other communities?
I think my number one would be to go in with a blank sheet of paper. Don't have any preconceived ideas at all of what a community may want or think they need, because you get the better ideas and the true feelings of what they would like if you've got no preconceived ideas. So I think that having a blank sheet of paper and say, okay, dream, you know, let's reach for the stars and see where we can go. We might not get completely to the stars, but we can certainly work our way towards that and make life better. And you really need to listen. And the other thing is to find that hook within the community to get it started. So what's going to draw them in the first place and draw the people in the first place to come and speak to you? And you have to be really careful with what language you use and how you describe what you're doing. Because if, for instance, you say, we're going to do something on mental health, well, then nobody will come. in the first instance, because that's a big taboo subject that we're not going to come and speak about our mental health. But if you turn that around and say, what do you do on a good day? You know, or we all have days where we don't feel great. What would make you feel better? And you can get a lot of good conversations from just changing your language and making it much more positive.
Fiona, do you have anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, my advice would be keep it simple, because the more complex, the more it puts people off and less likely you're going to get input straight away. As Christine said, just make the goals small and build on them, but make the goals. Dream big, but don't expect the world all at once.
Fantastic, thank you. And lastly, Victoria, anything that advice you would give from what you've evaluated?
I think possibly look for the funding that's there, because I know that things are shifting in the funding world. I mean, you know, the funding world has been up and down and doing different things during the COVID period. But from conversations I've had in Rural Wisdom, but with other projects that I'm evaluating, I know that funders are starting to become much more aware of true community-led projects and change, and funding those kind of real grassroots projects.
Thank you for sharing your stories today on this podcast. And for anybody that wants to know a bit more about the Rural Wisdom Project, you can visit ruralwisdom.org or the NDTI website, which will also have the reports, which covers everything that both partners in Scotland and Wales have been working on. Thank you.